感谢主给我们有这样的机会。
Thank the Lord for giving us such opportunity.
我也每次都感觉我得着弟兄姊妹的扶持和供应。
Each time I also feel being helped and also provided by our brothers and sisters.
在 Newark 弟兄姊妹有一个很特别的，就是大家聚会很有精神。
There's something special about the brothers and sisters in Newark is that everybody is so energetic at the meeting.
星期六能够这样连续聚啊，从下午聚到晚上。
So you are able to gather from afternoon until at night on Saturday.
世人有一句话叫做乐此不疲呀。
The worldly people say that you're so joyful and not tired.
实在是主成为我们的喜乐。
Truly, Lord becomes our joy.
我们谈到主的时候，我们里面就新鲜。
And whenever we talk about the Lord, our hearts feel so fresh.
我们再有一点简单的祷告。
Let's still have simple words of prayers.
主，我们为着你的同在，我们感谢你。
Lord, for your presence, we thank you.
你是这个聚会的中心。
You are the focus of this meeting.
你是我们交通的题目。
And you are the topic of sharing.
主啊，你是我们的供应。
You are our provision.
你是我们的满足。
You are our satisfaction.
你也是我们敬拜的对象。
You are the person we worship.
主，我们承认自己是无有的。
Truly, we are nothing.
我们什么都不能做。
And we can do nothing.
我们只有仰望你来做我们一切的供应。
We can only look upon you to be all of our provision.
我们已经经历你做我们的供应。
We have already experienced you are our provision.
我们深信今天晚上，你还要再把你自己赏赐给众人。
Truly, we believe that tonight you will continue to give yourself to each one of us.
为此，我们献上心中的感谢和赞美。
For this, we give up our thanksgiving and praise.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the precious name, holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 刚才吃饭的时候，有弟兄跟我交通。
There's a brother sharing with me during dinner.
伯弟兄，我们讲到恩膏。
He said that, Brother Bo, as we talk about the anointing.
我们也经历也知道恩膏住在我们里面。
And we have experience, and also we know that such anointing abides in us.
那能不能再稍微交通一点关于哈，我们怎么样操练住在主里面
？So would you please share more upon how do we exercise abiding in the Lord？
所以开头的时候，我先不进入第三堂的那个主题。
So at first, I will not enter into the topic for the third session.
我先和弟兄姊妹稍微再多讲一点，怎么样照着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So I would like to share more with brothers and sisters how to abide in the Lord according to the teaching of the unction.
在属灵生命上面。
In the spiritual life.
好，我们得着生命呢，是借着相信。
It is by faith that we receive life.
但是这个生命在我们里面成长。
As this life grows in us.
它的原则还是相信。
And the principle is still to believe.
但这个时候的信心是有行动的。
But then now this faith comes with action.
我们可以称它叫做属灵的操练和学习。
We can call the spiritual exercise and learning.
这就是我们在这个操练和学习里面，我们进入住在主里面的实际里。
So by this kind of exercise and learning, we enter into the reality of abiding in the Lord.
好，我们请大家啊读几处的经文。
So please read a few places of scriptures.
我们请大家翻开约翰福音。
Please turn to Gospel Book of John.
第十四章。
Chapter 14.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
我们找着了，好不好？请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我们再读二十一节。
And verse 21.
有了我的命令，又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。二十三节。
Verse 23.
耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”我们再读另外一处。
And let's read another place.
第16章.
Chapter 16.
约翰福音第16章.
Gospel Book of John, Chapter 16.
第14节.
Verse 14.
或者我们从12节读到第14节.
Let's read from 12 to verse 12 to 14.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。 好，我们再读约翰福音第5章。
And Gospel Book of John, Chapter 5.
第39节和40节。
Verse 39 and 40.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
你们查考圣经， 因为你们以为内中有永生， 给我做见证的就是这经，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。我们先就着这几节交通一点，我们操练住在主里面。So
we will use those few verses to fellowship upon abiding in the Lord.
今天下午我们交通到，我们重生得救呢，圣灵已经住在我们的灵里。
This afternoon, we share upon that after we are reborn and saved, the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
当他来住在我们里面呢，他就不离开我们。After
it comes to dwell in our spirit, that it never leaves us.
他在我们里面的一个表现，在我们平常生活中呢，就是生命的感觉。So
one of the manifestations that is in us during our life is that the feeling of life.
这个生命的感觉呢，是和神的性情完全一致的。And
this kind of feeling of life is all in one accord as God's nature.
当我们留意的时候，
when we pay attention,
就是一个刚刚重生得救的弟兄或姊妹，
even if a brother or sister who just got saved,
我们都会发现信了主以后呢，好像在我里面多了一位。
We will all realize that after we believe the Lord, it seems like in us there's someone additional.
好像有一个 another.
There's as if there's another in us.
他又是我，但是呢，又好像不是我。
It's still me, but it's also as if it's not me.
这一位呢，常常向我说话，给我感觉。
And this person always talks to me and gives me a feeling.
在这个感觉上面呢，常常跟我原来的那个感觉呢，好像有冲突和矛盾。
And often seems like this feeling has some conflict with my original feeling.
这是证明我们里面有了圣灵，有了生命。
So it testifies that in us there's life.
而这一位呢，就是我们的主耶稣自己。
And this one is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
他给我们的这感觉，我们称它叫做生命的感觉。
And this feeling He has given us, we call this the feeling of life.
在约翰的交通里面说，这就是恩膏。
And by John's sharing, this is the anointing.
恩膏要在凡事上面教导我们。
This anointing will teach us in all things.
我们要学习顺服它。
And we shall learn to obey it.
这个顺服呢，是我们一生 蒙福的一个原则,
and this,
this
obedience is the principle and the way for us to receive blessing.
所以我们呢，在学习听从恩膏教训的路上,
so on the way as we learn to listen to the unction,
第一件事啊，我们要学会呢，来到主的跟前。
So first that we shall learn to come before the Lord.
我们不论碰到什么事情,
regardless of what situation we encounter, the circumstances.
弟兄姊妹，我们要操练培养一个情形呢，我们肯到主耶稣的跟前来。We
shall exercise and start to learn that we are willing to come before the Lord.
现在感谢主哈，我们活在新约的时代。Thank
the Lord that now we live in the New Testament time.
我们亲近神呢，不需要到耶路撒冷去。
We do not need to go to Jerusalem to draw close to God.
我们也不需要带着牛羊或者鸽子去献祭。
And we do not need to bring the cow or sheep for offerings.
只需要把我们的心转向主耶稣。
We only need to turn our hearts onto our Lord.
无论在任何时刻，无论在任何的环境，任何的地方。
Regardless of any time, circumstances, or location,
我们的心可以转向主。
Our hearts can turn to the Lord.
这就是来到主跟前的一种的操练。
And that is the exercise that as we come before the Lord.
我们要学习培养这种的习惯。
We have to learn to start to have this kind of habit.
有的时候是碰到一些特殊的事情，我们的家里面呢，丈夫可以邀请妻子，父母可以邀请儿女，我们一起到主面前祷告。
And sometimes when we encounter special circumstances, husbands can ask the wife or the parents can ask their children to come before the Lord to pray together.
我们可以很诚实的、很直接的把我们的心情、把我们的事情告诉主。
We're able to honestly and directly tell our feelings to the Lord.
这个来到主跟前呢，是我们心里面的一个操练。
So to come before the Lord is an exercise in our hearts.
我们要肯，我们要愿意。
We must be willing and want to.
今天很多的环境事物呢，是拖住我们，或者用理由告诉我们说，下一次再到主跟前。
There are a lot of circumstances try to drag us or give us reasons that let's go to the Lord next time.
我们需要立刻的、常常的这样到主的跟前。
We have to immediately and always come before the Lord.
所以以往呢，有一些基督徒啊。他们常常在生活里面呼喊主的名。
So in the past, there were a lot of Christians in their life. They call upon the name of the Lord.
所以我们有一首诗歌说：“耶稣，耶稣，我的性命。”
So there's a hymn called "Jesus, Jesus, My Life."
求你原谅我，将你圣名日念千遍不住。这什么意思呢
？Forgive that I unceasingly keep calling your name.
他就是借着呼喊主的名的时候，他的心到主的面前来。
So it means that as they call upon the name of the Lord, their hearts draw come to the Lord.
他这样子到主面前来的时候，他的烦闷、愁苦、事情也一同到主的面前来。
So as they come before the Lord, all of their troubles, worries, all come before the Lord.
我在年轻的时候，跟一些年长的弟兄，有时候住在一起。
When I was younger, I lived together with elderly brothers and sisters.
有时候白天发生一件事情，我看这个弟兄啊，他就转过身去呼喊主啊，主啊。
So sometimes I see that something happened, and the Lord immediately turned and called upon Lord, Lord.
我起先觉得很奇怪哦，看他怎么样。他喊完以后，他就镇静下来。
At first I felt strange, but after he called upon the Lord, he calmed down.
等到我自己学习，我知道这个是把我的心转向主。
After I learned this, I realized that this is to turn my heart onto the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要培养这种的生活。
Brothers and sisters, we should keep this into a daily life.
在我们开始的时候，每天呢，给自己定一个时间。
So it would be the best way to set a time for us.
安排一个环境。
To arrange an environment.
我要到主的跟前来。
I should come before the Lord.
我的儿子呢，今年27岁。
My son is 27 years old this year.
他的工作很忙。
He's very busy at work.
以往呢，他忙除了工作以外，他有很多自己的兴趣。
It used to be that besides work, he has a lot of his own hobbies.
最近主怜悯他。
Recently, the Lord has mercy upon him.
我们就介绍他读一本书。
So we introduce a book to him.
这个 Andrew Murray 的 Waiting on God.
It's by Andrew Murray, Waiting on God.
他第一篇讲到等候主，就是你要。来到主的跟前。
So the first chapter talking about waiting on God is that you have to come before the Lord.
这个 waiting on 不是 waiting for.
So this waiting on does not mean waiting for.
Waiting for 就主还没有来，所以你在这里等他，很枯燥的，对不对
？To wait for means that the Lord hasn't come yet and you're waiting, so it seems very boring.
但是 waiting on 呢，是主已经在我里面了，我到他面前来安静。
But waiting on means that the Lord is already in me, so I just come before Him to quiet down.
现在有时候啊，下午我给他打电话，问他你在做什么，他说我在等候主。
Sometimes when I call him in the afternoon after work, I ask him what he's doing. He says I'm waiting on the Lord.
他回到家啊，他就去亲近主。
After he goes home, he draw close to the Lord.
他整个生活里面呢，不再有抱怨，不再有愁苦，反而变得很有力量。
In his life, there's no longer complaint or bitterness, but it's full of strength.
弟兄姊妹，我们要操练。
Brothers and sisters, we have to exercise.
所以在教会祷告聚会啊，如果我们能够有一段时间操练，大家这样子啊，来到主的跟前，我们不为事情祷告。
Therefore, if there's a this period of time during church's prayer meeting that we just come before the Lord.
我们单单的来到他的同在的跟前，瞻仰他，把我的心愿、把我的爱慕、把我的感谢、赞美归给他。
And we simply come before His feet to behold Him and give our desire, our praise and worship unto Him.
弟兄姊妹，你试试看，我们底下在祷告，在为事情祷告，非常的清楚。
So you should try that, and then afterwards, when you pray for each item on prayer list, it's a lot easier.
我们的神，我们的主，天天等候我们来亲近他。
Each day that our Lord waits for us to come be close to Him.
他比我们想亲近他的那个爱慕要更迫切的想要来靠近我。
He's so much more longing to draw close to us rather than we to Him.
我们要来到主的跟前。
We have to come before Him.
第二个哈。
And second,
当我们到了主的跟前，我们承认并且感谢他在我的里面。
As we come before His feet, we confess and give thanks that He's in us.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们借着一点的感谢，活水就在我们里面涌流。
Oftentimes that just through a little bit of thanksgiving, this living water outflows from us.
这膏油就在我们身上涂抹。
And this unction, this anointing anoints us.
是非常非常真实。
It's very real.
真实到一个地步，连我的身体都有感觉。
Real to the point that my body feels it.
这叫做敬拜。
And this is called worship.
我们坐在主的光中，坐在他的同在里面。
We sit in His light, in His presence.
这个时候你全人只有一个感觉，这是神圣的，我要安息，要安静。
And your whole person feels that this is holy, I have to find rest.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候，我们 有一个单纯，有一个顺服，愿意讨主喜悦的心。
At this moment that we have this pure and a heart of obedience that we would like to please the Lord.
我们住在主的同在的里面。
In Lord's presence.
这时候主的同在不再是知识里面，也不是在头脑的里面。
And then this Lord's presence is no longer just in our mind or in our knowledge.
他在我里面。
He's in me.
他在我们的中间。
He's among us.
我们有这样的生活。
When we have this kind of life.
在我们每天的待人接物处事的上面, 我们就保守主的同在。
So in each thing we do daily that we keep Lord's presence.
今天早晨我和弟兄姊妹稍微提到一点。
This morning I have shared a little bit with brothers and sisters.
这是以往在这些点上有操练的基督徒。
And those are the examples that such Christians who have exercised upon the point. Today God has given us His eternal life. And for Apostle John's experience, this is such a treasure.
他把这个宝贝交托给我们, deposit in us.
He has deposited this treasure in us.
那么我们呢, 应该用什么态度呢?
So what kind of attitude should we have?
很无所谓的态度吗?
Is it that we just don't care?
不是的。
Not so.
如果我身上只有一块钱美金呢?
If I only have $1 on me,
放在皮夹子里面呢, 我也不太在乎它, 对不对?
If I just put this in wallet, I don't really care.
如果我身上这一块钱被人摸掉了, 我也没什么关系。
But if this $1 is being stolen, it doesn't matter so much to me.
这一张呢, 是银行本票, 是1000万。
But if this $1 million,
那你就不放普通的口袋里面，人家就摆在里面，靠近你最胸怀了，对不对？
Then you no longer just put in your pocket, but you put in the pocket really close to you.
而且我们走路的时候，就动不动的就摸摸还在不在。
But you keep checking if it's still there.
弟兄姊妹，一个认识主同在的人，他就有这种的感觉，他不敢失去。
Brothers, sisters, for someone who understands about Lord's presence, he has such feeling. He does not dare to lose it.
他不敢违背主。
And he does not dare to disobey the Lord.
我们有这样的操练了。
Brothers, sisters, when we have such exercise,
保守主的同在,
this is called to keep Lord's presence.
但是很容易我们在这时候, 有时候环境拉我们出去,
but very easily when the circumstances draw us out, or things just stir us up.
我们心思意念了, 离开了主, 在那件事情上我们就烦了。
So our minds leave the Lord and we start to feel troublesome on that circumstance.
有时候我们烦了以后, 我们嘴巴呢就开始抱怨。
So when we become troubled, our mouths start to complain.
弟兄姊妹, 这些都是仇敌的诡计, 叫我们失去主的同在。
Brothers, sisters, those are all the tricks of enemy that we lose the presence
神的儿女,
of the Lord.
神的儿女, 主不是说你不准抱怨。
It's not that we cannot complain.
好, 我们抱怨多了呢, 就失去主的同在。
But after we complain too much, that we lose Lord's presence.
我早期听过有侍奉主的弟兄跟我讲。
In earlier days, I have heard those who serve the Lord told me.
但是我在侍奉中呢，有时候我们家庭生活晚饭桌就是开始在那里讲这个弟兄怎样，那个姊妹怎样的，结果吃完饭的都消化不良。
After serving too much, that during dinner time we start to talk about things about other brothers and sisters that I cannot even digest well.
我们呢这么爱他，这么服侍他，还是这个样子。你看我们这不是抱怨，只不过发表自己的评论就是了。
We share our opinion about how much we love this person, but they still not do well.
那位弟兄他说，有一天主忽然点我一下。
But that brother said, one day the Lord just quickens me.
他说你讲多了，我就不与你同在。
He said that if you say too much, then my presence is not with you.
所以从那一天开始，在饭桌上，他的家人要讲的时候，他就没反应。
So start from that day on, when his family wants to talk about it, he had no reaction. At that time, I was still young.
我觉得这个对我来讲还不相干的。
I thought that had nothing to do with me.
等到我服侍了，我就发现我也慢慢过这种生活。
But after I start to serve, I realize I start to have this kind of life.
而且我还觉得我蛮爱主的，因为我在为着教会忧虑啊。
And I even thought I love the Lord because I worry for His church.
到有一天主也点我一下。Until
one day the Lord reminded me.
这样叫做失丧生命。That's
called lose the life.
主的同在在里面，他就不喜悦。Then
the Lord's presence in me is not pleased.
所以我跟我姊妹约好，我们在饭桌上只讲主，只讲。
So I told my wife that we only talk about good things and not talk about those things during dinner. We have to learn to keep Lord's presence. So our minds and thoughts are being kept. So is our emotion being kept. So us before the Lord become bright. I'm being nourished.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们人生会碰到一些错误和失败。
Brothers and sisters, our life will encounter failure and mistakes.
拉我们从主的同在中出去。
And that will drag us out from Lord's presence.
到三藩市去，在那边和弟兄姊妹有点交通。I
went to San Francisco once to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
接待我的弟兄晚上哈，他送另外一个弟兄，我跟他一起同行。
So the brother who holds me sent another brother away, so I walk with them.
他开车出去，他说我车没油了，他就到旁边一个加油站去。
As he drove, and then he said the car was out of gas.
但是因为赶时间呢，那边前面啊又是一个很大的巴士啊，所以那个红绿灯上面标记他也没看清楚，巴士转了他也跟着转。
Because of the time pressure, so he did not see there clearly of the traffic light. So there was this bus in front of him, so therefore when the bus turned, he just turned.
结果他的车啊，刚刚一转呢，四面八方就镁光灯的，哒哒哒哒就一直闪。
As soon as his car turned, all of the
我们在西海岸的这 flashlight,
take pictures. Took pictures.
我说你变 celebrity
了，这么多人给你照相。 I say that you are now a celebrity, so many people took your picture. We know that those are the, you will receive the traffic tickets.
哎呀，我这个弟兄，我就跟他讲，不好了，你这个被照相了。I
say that you are being taken of the picture.
我心情就为他很难过，你是为了服侍我们，所以你这个。
So I really felt bad for him because he wants to serve us, and so that happened.
但弟兄安慰我,
But the brother comforted me.
他说我已经犯了错，错已经造成了，只有告诉主。
He said that I have already made a mistake and it already happened. Therefore, I can only tell the Lord and I will not think about it.
他那天开车就很安息，保守在主的同在。
So that day when he was driving, he was fully rested and being kept.
你在住的里面，我们会失败，我们会软弱，好，我们会犯错，但是主的血，只要我们认，他就洗净我们。So
in abiding that we will fail, we will make mistakes, and we will become weak, but his precious blood will cleanse us.
一洗净我们了，这个交通就不中断。
As soon as we are being cleansed, this fellowship shall not be cut off.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们在住里面保守。
So this is being kept in abiding.
这是很细的，在生活里面呢，我们要从最日常的生活小事开始学起。
And this is very delicate that we can start from very little things in life.
在这个点上开始，我们慢慢学会了爱主。
And start from this point on, we start slowly learn about love the Lord.
你们有了我的命令又遵守的，就是爱我。
So the Lord says that you have my commandments and keep, then that's those who love me.
我们把呢，到主跟前来得生命，这是主的命令，我来遵守。
And this is a commandment of the Lord that we come to the Lord to receive life, therefore we keep it.
我们不要到理由的跟前。
We do not come before reason.
不要到人情的跟前。
And not come before
这个 human relationship.
Not come before human relationship.
我们不要到这个。 外面的规条的跟前,
and we do not come to the rules.
主的命令说，我们要来到他的跟前得生命。
The Lord's commandment is that we come before Him to receive life.
在这个点上，如果我们操练的好，我们可以讲这个人呢，开始有一点点爱主。
So if we exercise well on this point, then we can say that this person start to love the Lord a little bit.
爱主不是你在外面做多少事情。
To love the Lord does not mean that how much work you have done outside.
我不是说弟兄姊妹从今天以后大家都不做事了。 教会事务就给那些不爱主的人去做了。
I'm not saying that brothers and sisters don't need to do anything.
不对的，不是哈。
It's not right if we all become.
你如果没有里面遵守主的命令，你外面做的事情就没有什么价值。
I'm saying that if inside you are not following his commandments, then what you do outside is worthless.
我们跟主没有生命中爱的连结的话，我们外面做的，在主的眼中看，没有太多的价值。
If there's no union with the Lord in his love, then there's what we do outside is worthless.
这是我们开始学习。
This is our starting to our
learning. 有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
Those who have my commandments and keep them, those are the ones who love me.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
And those who love me, my Father shall also love him.
我也要向他显现。
I will manifest myself to him.
当一个人这样生活的时候，他就感觉主在他的生活中了。
So when one lives like this, then he will feel that Lord is in his life.
主的显现就不是若有若无的了。
Then Lord's manifestation is not just uncertain.
当我们一转向主的时候，我就看见主。
As soon as we turn onto the Lord, we see Him.
这是保罗的经历，保罗的见证。That
is Paul's experience and his testimony.
他说：“我们的心几时转向基督，我们脸上的帕子几时就拿掉了。”He
said, "Whenever our hearts turn to Christ, the veil on our face shall be torn off."
我们就敞着脸可以看见主，注视他。So
we can open up our face and then we can behold Him.
弟兄姊妹，这个是主的经历。This
is the experience of abiding.
所以你唱那些诗歌，他说。 主耶稣只要一想到你，我心便觉甘甜。So
we sing those hymns that Lord, as soon as we think of you, our hearts feel so sweet.
为什么呢
？Why is that？
因为他爱主。
Because he loves the Lord.
因为他遵行主的命令。
Because he keeps Lord's
commandments. 所以他一想到主的时候，那个主的甘甜，主的显现就在他里面。
So as soon as he thinks of the Lord, he thinks of Lord's sweetness.
弟兄姊妹，这不是这个圣人的生活，这是正常基督徒的生活。
Brothers, sisters, this is not the life of a saint, but this is a normal Christian's life. Each of us Christians shall be like this.
我们每次唱到那首诗歌，心里面何等的甜美。
Each time we sing such hymn, then we feel so sweet inside.
耶稣只要一想到你,
Jesus, as soon as we think of you,
我心就满了甘甜。
My heart is full of sweetness.
我们还有一个爱慕，但这甘甜还远不及。
Although we have such desire, but the sweetness is not far, beyond. I would like to see you myself. So this is not just experience the Lord in the Spirit, but He desires the Lord's coming back.
这样的操练里面呢, 我们有认错, 有接受管教, 有取用主的救赎, 我们有柔软和谦卑,
so in such exercise that we accept Lord's discipline and also receive His humbleness, and this is called exercise.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 有了这样的生活,
brothers and sisters, when having such life,
我们慢慢在环境中, 在我们的人生的里面,
then slowly in circumstances and in our lives,
我们就看见了, 每一件事临到我,
then we see that each thing that come upon me,
只有三种的可能,
there are only three possibilities.
第一种的可能呢, 是我做错了,
the first possibility is that I have done something wrong, therefore this is a result that this happened to me.
第二个可能,
and second possibility,
就是呢, 仇敌攻击,
enemies attack.
第三个可能,
the third possibility,
就是, 即便我错, 即便仇敌的攻击, 神在上面掌权, 是他许可, 他安排。
So that although I was wrong, although the enemy attacks, but the God is in authority that He has arranged this.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers, sisters, which one that you would like to abide in?
一个住在主里面的人, 他遇见任何的环境, 他该认错, 他就认错。
For someone who lives in the Lord, that regardless of any kind of circumstances,
该拒绝撒旦的攻击, 他就起来抵挡撒旦。
If he shall confess that he did wrong, then he confessed. Then if he shall refuse Satan's attack, then he just refused.
另外一面呢, 他起来呢, 承认主是对的。
And on the other side, that he confessed that Lord is always right.
他接受圣灵在环境中一切的安排和带领。
He accepts all of the arrangements and guidance from the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹,这样子我们会对主的经历越过越丰富。
So this way that we will be even more abundant in the experience of abiding.
甚至别人会看见这个人不一样了。
Then people will see that this person is different.
这个家庭不一样了。
This family is different.
他们这件事情显出来了, 神在他们中间。
And this issue shows that God is with them.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常实在的。
This is very practical.
经历这些的时候, 要叫我们知道, 我们有永生。
So when you experience those, that it should let us know that we have eternal life.
我们若是肯殷勤,
if we are willing to be diligent,
住在主里面我在讲到, 它是一个近靠近亲密直接并且稳定的生活。
So to abide in the Lord is very close, very intimate, direct, and also steady life.
好,弟兄姊妹, 我们在主里面, 就不是天天起起伏,
so, brothers, sisters, as we are in the Lord, we are not up and down daily. And we are not always staying in this kind of weakness and complaining.
并且这个住,
and this abiding,
它是不断的增加, 不断的晋升的,
is continually to grow, to increase.
所以在约翰的交通的里面,
therefore, in John's fellowship,
他就用生命的阶段来讲到住, 它达到的,
he uses different stages of life to talk about abiding.
我们看见确实在一个基督徒这个永生在我们里面长大增加了就好像人长大一样。
So for this eternal life to grow in a Christian is just like someone growing up.
所以在约翰一书里面我们看见使徒约翰称呼神的儿女们把它分成三种的情况。
So we see in 1 John that Apostle John that he calls God's children three different stage.
在约翰一书第二章十二节到十三节,
from 1 John chapter 2 verse 12 to 13,
使徒约翰呢, 称神的名, 有一般是小孩子,
so Apostle John calls God's children some stages little children,
然后呢, 有一般人呢, 是父老,
and a group is fathers.
有一般人呢是少年人。
And a group are young men.
这都是讲到他在住的这个经历上面的,
These are all the different stages, the beginning, the middle, and also mature stage.
在圣经里面, 在教会历史中, 有许多追求生命的人, 他们都讲到这个情况。
And in the Bible, in church history, there are many who desire of the Lord talk about this condition.
以西结书47章第1节到第5节那里,
in Ezekiel chapter 47, Verse
1 through 5.
There, the prophet Ezekiel has seen the water flow out from the temple eastward.
那么我们知道那个水流啊, 是指着圣灵说的。
We know that this water means the Holy Spirit.
圣灵从神的居所, 神的家中流出来。
The Holy Spirit outflow from God's house.
那么有一位使者呢, 就带着以西结去看这个圣灵的水流怎么流。
And there's this
messenger.
The messenger took Ezekiel to see this water.
我们看见他这个使者呢, 用一个量的绳子, 先量1000轴。
And we see this messenger use the line to measure.
然后让以西结去走一走,
and ask Ezekiel to walk up.
以西结发现了过这个水的时候,
and Ezekiel realized as he passed the water, it came up to his ankle.
那个水很浅,
it's a very shallow.
我们学习住在主里面, 顺服恩膏教训呢, 那时候恩膏的教训还很浅,
so,
直到我们的怀子骨。
So as we learn to abide the Lord, to obey His teaching of the unction, at that time the water is shallow, only up to our ankle. It talks about our walk.
然后再拉1000轴,
and 1000 more.
这个水呢就到了膝盖了,
and the water comes upon the knee.
膝盖呢就更深一点,
so the knee is deeper.
再拉1000轴就到了腰了,
and 1000 more comes to the waist.
再拉1000轴呢就不能疼。 躺过去了,
and so another 1000 that he could not walk anymore, the water has to carry him.
这每一个阶段都说到我们人的能力一样一样，我们消失在圣灵的能力中。
So each stage talks about our own capability is being disappeared in the Holy Spirit.
我们到最后就与圣灵呢，在基督里面，我们合为一。
So at the end that together in the Holy Spirit in Christ, we are united into one.
这生命的成长讲到我们住在主里面的晋升。
So the growth of life talks about our growth as abiding in the Lord.
我们看见呢，使徒保罗呢也讲到我们在属灵生命上，在罗马书他讲到三个阶段。
So we also see Apostle Paul, he talked about the three stages in our spiritual life.
我们都知道他讲称义、成圣。 和得荣耀,
he talked about justification, sanctification, and glorification.
这个得荣耀就是我们里面的被磨成了神儿子的形象。
The glorification means that we are being transformed into the image of God's Son.
就是基督那个性格在我们里面成型了。
So the nature of Christ is being formed in us.
那是永生。
That is eternal life.
弟兄姊妹, 这些的经历都告诉我们说, 神在我们身上做什么。
Brothers and sisters, all those experiences tell us that what God has done on us.
在24世纪的时候, 英国有一位姊妹,
in 20th century, there is a sister in England.
她主特别托给她讲到十字架的信息。
The Lord has entrusted her to talk about the message of the cross.
这位姊妹就是宾路易斯母, Jessie Penn Lewis.
So this sister is Jessie Penn Lewis.
她也讲到今天我们学习啊, 爱慕生命, 跟随圣灵的。 我们讲灵命的有四层,
and she also talked about there are four different stages of our spiritual life as we learn to desire the life and also follow the Holy Spirit.
我们刚蒙恩得救的时候, 那时候的经历啊, 都是恩典。
When we first got saved, it's the stage of grace.
啊, 所以有人讲在刚得救的时候你赶快祷告,
so someone say that as soon as you got saved, you shall pray that whatever you ask, you should receive it. But it's not always so.
我们不能妄求是求不到的。
We cannot ask in vain.
但是我们有什么需要的时候你看主的搭救和帮助是那么的快 甚至超过我们所求所想。
But whenever we're in need, Lord's help and salvation is so quick.
经过了恩典层了, 主要训练我们长大了, 我们有会一段好像枯干软弱的时期。
So after the stage of grace that we shall grow, so there is a period that we feel weak and dry.
圣灵来在我们身上复兴我们。
Then the Holy Spirit revives us.
我们开始感觉到属灵的事情有味道了。
Then we start to feel it's very tasteful for the spiritual thing.
我们聚会喜乐了。So
we become joyful for meetings.
不是说我们刚得救的时候没有尝到，但是现在尝到的是稳定下来。It's
not that when we just got saved, we did not taste this, but now we become steady about it.
不再活在外面的感觉的层面，是从灵里面喜乐。No
longer live from the outward feelings, but we feel joy from inside.
读圣经有味道了，觉得读的不够。
We start to have appetite for the Bibles and feel it's not enough. Just now there was a sister share with me that I hope that I can read the Bible daily.
但就有这种胃口的时候，主就给她一个工作，让她天天去上班。
So as soon as she has such appetite, but the Lord gave her a job, so she had to work. The Lord tests us.
我们上班了，我们的爱慕还是在主身上。
Even though when we work, but our desire, our hearts are still on the Lord. It's not from us. It's the Lord is exercising the life in us. And this is the revival that the Lord has done on us. As if the fire burns in us. And some people, they have such longing that they hope their entire life do not lose it.
有了这个复兴的经历，接下来主就带我们进入死，向自己死。
After this experience of revival, then Lord brings us into die unto ourselves.
向环境死。
Die unto the circumstances.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是十字架的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of the cross.
我们自己死不了。
We cannot die ourselves.
那么是主把我们带到死地。
But the Lord brings us to the point of death.
是弟兄姊妹把我们钉十字架。
It's brothers and sisters that crucify us.
所以有一次 Lance 弟兄讲, 你不需要自己钉你自己十字架，你也不可能。
So once brother Lance shared that you do not have to nail yourself on the cross, it's impossible.
我们自己钉十字架，钉到最后总有一边还是晃荡晃荡的。
If we nail ourselves, 是不是啊? Then eventually there's still one side still not there.
你现在看了每一个环境。
You see that each circumstance is a cross that the Lord has given me.
不是主要我受苦,
not that the Lord wants me to suffer.
因为十字架的结局是释放,是复活,是荣耀。
Because the result of the cross is to set free, resurrection and glorification.
所以十字架的经历不过是一个手段,一个过程而已。
So the experience of the cross is just the way of
我们就甘心情愿地接受。
So we receive it willingly.
所以我这个发表意见的人死不掉了，弟兄姊妹来就帮我钉十字架。
So for me to give
不采纳我的意见，我就受苦了。
So
啊，是不是？
So then brothers sisters will crucify me if they do not accept my opinions.
我不认识十字架的时候，我就天天去讲理由啊，天天去拉人赞成我，还是不行，还是只好钉死了。
If I do not understand about the cross, then daily I try to give reasoning and I try to ask others to agree on me.
我们知道人一死他就安息了。You
know that as soon as one dies, then he finds rest.
环境仍然在那里。The
circumstances still there.
他摸不到一个在基督里已经死了的人。But
it cannot touch upon someone who already died in Christ.
因为这个人他另外一面他超越了复活。
Because the other side of this person already surpassed and resurrected.
他在那个环境里面，他能供应生命给别人。So
under such circumstances, he's able to provide life to others.
成为所有那些死不掉的人的祝福。Become
the blessing for those who cannot die.
成为那些活不了的人的祝福。To
those, become a blessing for those who cannot live.
这个人活不了，你出来的时候他就活了。
So if that person cannot live, but when you come out, he's quickened.
那个人死不掉了, 你出来的时候, 他就死掉了。
So when that if that person cannot die, but when you come, that he dies.
当然我讲这个, 是指着属灵生命的长进所的。
So of course I talk about this regarding to the growth of spiritual life.
最后呢, 我们在这个点上面成熟的时候,
Eventually when we become mature upon this point,
主就把我们带到他自己。 那复活的征战,
then the Lord take us into His resurrected warfare.
我们就进入为着神永远旨意的征战。
Then we enter into the spiritual warfare
这是,
for His eternal purpose.
这是宾路易师母给我们看见住在主里面灵命的事情。
So those are the four stages of abiding in the Lord that Jesse Lewis has shown us.
我相信弟兄姊妹哈, 我们听了都可以回去看见我们现在在哪一层。
I think after you hear this, that you can see which stage we are in.
我们也不能说我绝对的在哪一层，因为呢，我们可能在第一层呢，但是我也看见了征战的事情。
We cannot definitely say which stage we are in because we might be in the first stage, but we also encounter warfare.
我在十架的这个经历里面，我仍然享受恩典。
Under the experience of the cross, I still enjoy grace.
所以我很喜欢那首诗歌哈，啊，他说呢，他说。 敌随四步,享恩如恒。
I really like the hymn that although there are a lot of enemies around, but I still enjoy the grace.
你使我能大胆夸胜。
You enable me to be triumphant.
敌虽然在四敌人的仇敌环绕我, 但是我里面享受恩典,就像平常一样。
Although the enemy surrounds me, but inside me enjoys the grace just like any other day.
我在想，这不是超级基督徒的生活。Once
again, this is the not the life for a super Christian.
这是正常基督徒的生活。This
is the life of a normal Christian.
第一世纪的使徒们，所有的弟兄姊妹，大部分都进入这个生活。For
most of the brothers, sisters, and apostles in first century, they have entered into this kind of life.
所以那个时候的教会在地上啊，真是带着冲击力。
So the church back then on earth truly had great impact.
神的儿女们到哪里，哪里了就说这些搅动天下的人来了。Wherever
God's children went, then that place say that those are the people stirred up the whole earth.
其实他们根本是很 peaceful 的，他们没有去做什么东西啊，但是把人的生命翻过来。Actually,
they were very peaceful. They didn't really do anything, but they turned around everyone's life.
但愿主啊，带我们进入这些的经历。
Pray that the Lord leads us to enter into such experiences. So each one of us know that we have eternal life.
我珍惜他,
and I treasure it.
而且我为着这个感谢他,
and for this, I thank the Lord.
我常常的亲近主,
I often draw close to the Lord.
时刻地活在主面前,
always live before the Lord.
这是我把今天下午没有讲完的, 和大家补一下。
So this is what I didn't finish this afternoon.
这边弟兄姊妹很有恩典，钟不放在正前方，放在那边。Brothers
and sisters are very gracious to put the clock right there. So I often forget about.
我要提醒自己，我还有50分钟。I
have to remind myself.
9点钟我们一定散会。Then
we dismiss at 9 o'clock.
我晚上呢，我们要讲到身体的感觉。Tonight
we would like to share upon the feeling of the body.
这是这个永生在我们里面另外一方面的现象和证据。
That is another manifestation and also the evidence that this eternal life is in us.
我们请大家读几处的经文。
Please read a few places of scriptures.
我们请读约翰一书第四章。
Please read 1 John chapter 4.
我们读第四章第八节。
Chapter 4 verse 8.
我们请大家一起来。没有爱心的 就不认识神，因为神就是爱。那么我们再读几处的经文。And
other few places of scripture.
我们读约翰一书第三章第23节。First
John chapter 3 verse 23.
我们一起来。神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。 且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。 在这里啊, 使徒约翰讲到神他命令我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
Here Apostle John says that God has commanded us that we shall believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ.
今天下午我们在第五章十三节讲到我们信了神儿子的名的人，
This afternoon we did share upon that you that believe on the name of the Son of God that you may know that you have eternal life.
所以神的命令叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，就叫我们里面有永生。
So the God's commandment is that we believe unto the name of His Son, then so therefore we have eternal life.
那么照这个命令彼此相爱，就是借着这个永生，我们能够彼此相爱。
And according to this commandment, we love one another. That is, by this eternal life, we're able to love one another.
在这一卷书里面，
In this book,
有好多处讲到我们要爱弟兄，我们要彼此相爱。
There are many places mentioned that we have to love our brothers and love one another.
这个爱弟兄呢，至少提了五次。
At least it mentioned love brothers 5 times.
彼此相爱呢，也提了5次。
And also mentioned 5 times love one another.
还有讲到我们爱神所生的，提了2次。
And also it mentioned about those who born from God 2 times.
彼此相爱，爱弟兄和爱神所生的。
This love brothers and also love one another and love those who are born of God.
这是这个永生里面的一种本能的表现。
This is a natural manifestation of eternal life.
是他生命里面的一种的感觉。
And this is a feeling of the life.
这个感觉我称它叫做身体的感觉。
And I call this feeling the feeling of the body.
今天晚上呢，我要和弟兄姊妹稍微交通一点这一方面的事情。
So I would like to share with brothers and sisters about this aspect.
我们蒙恩得救了。
As we are saved by grace.
我们得着的生命呢，是个人从主那里领受的。
The life we receive is that each individual receive from the Lord.
我们曾经讲到，这个永生不是别的，就是主耶稣自己。
And we have talked about this eternal life is nothing else but Lord Jesus Himself.
也可以这样讲，就是他的生命。
And it is His life.
这是每一个人自己。 个别的因着相信而得着的，
and that is each individual because they believe, therefore they receive.
我们不能帮别人去得这个生命，
we cannot help anyone else to receive this life.
别人也不能帮我去得这个生命，
and others cannot help me to receive this life.
今天世界上有些人呢，还听福音的时候，他想这个生命很好。
For some people that when they hear the gospel, they think this life is good.
但是我的爸爸不信主，那我信了，以后我们就分开了。But
my father has not yet believed the Lord, and if I believe, then we shall be separated.
所以我能不能呢，我信主呢，让我爸爸他也得这个生命。
So is it okay if I believe the Lord and help my father also receive the life?
我们知道，我们不能够把他移植的。
We know that we cannot transplant.
但是我们因着自己肯接受这个生命，我们能够向没有得生命的人做见证。But
because we are willing to receive such life, then we're able to testify to others who have not yet received.
这个生命是个人直接从主那里得着的。This
life is each individual directly received from the Lord.
但是它却不是一个个别的生命。But
this is not an individual life.
这个生命呢，它有一个性质，它是身体的生命。This
life has a nature that is life of a body.
或者说它是一个整体的生命。Or
it's a life as a whole.
我不晓得我这样讲清不清楚，我再说一遍。Let
me share again.
我们重生所得着的这个永生。
The eternal life that we receive when we are reborn.
虽然是个人得着的，
although each individual receives it.
但是却不是一个个人性的生命。
But it's not an individualistic.
或者这样讲， 不是一个personal life.
It's not a personal life.
我们常常把它据为己有， 这是我自己的。
Often we try to keep it to ourselves.
我就很自私的， 只有我有。
I'm very selfish that only I have it.
发展我自己。
but only my self growth.
它不是一个个人性的生命,
so it's not a personal life.
这一个生命乃是身体性的生命,
but this life is a body life.
所以后面我刚才没有读这个经文了, 使徒约翰讲了, 凡是从神所生的, 就必爱神所生的。
So although I did not share this verse, but Apostle John said that those who are born of God should love those who are born of God.
我从神那里得着了这一个生命。
I received this life from God.
我自己还不知道, 也没有人教导我。
I did not even realize that nobody teaches me.
但是当我得救了以后, 我一张开眼睛, 我看见了, 我就知道这是弟兄。
But as soon as I believe, when I open my eyes, when I see others, then I know that's my brother.
里面有一种呢, 不知道从哪里来的, 亲爱的感觉。
I have such a feeling that I don't know where it's coming from, but I feel so dear to the person.
这是从生得救的人正常的也是必然的一个经历。
It's the experience for those who are reborn, that it's an experience that's normal and must.
好,我们看见了,这个生命使我们与神连接了。
We see this life connects us with God.
这个生命呢,也使我们与所有神的儿女们连接了。
And this life also unites us with all of the children of God.
在这个连接的里面,我们会产生出一种的感觉。
And in this kind of connection, a feeling comes out.
用使徒们的话来讲,就是有一个彼此的感觉。
So that using the word of apostle, it's one another, the feeling of one another.
这个sense of one another.
The sense of one another.
这一个感觉呢, 很多读圣经人他们就用了另外一个名词叫做身体的感觉。
So for the sense, for those who read the Bible, they say that it's the sense of the body.
或者呢,弟兄的感觉。
Or sense of the brothers.
弟兄姊妹, 这个今天, 在神儿女们中间被仇敌破坏的也很厉害。
So the enemy also attacks upon this point very seriously among the children of God.
神的儿女们是分散的。
Children of God are scattered.
甚至有的时候呢,是彼此对立的。
Or they might be even in opposition against each other.
弟兄姊妹们,这都是我们对永生不够认识。
That is all because we do not understand about eternal life.
我们对永生的经历不够丰富。
We are not so rich in the experience
所以我们,
of the light, eternal life.
我们呢, 中了仇敌的诡计。
So we fall under the tricks of the enemy.
所以使徒约翰讲到爱这一方面, 在这一卷书里面有许多的地方, 他讲到我们彼此的关系。
So in many places, Apostle John mentioned about our relationship with one another.
就是我们活在那个正常的爱弟兄, 彼此为肢体的那个爱的里面。
He said that if we live in such normal love, that we should love our brother and love one,
他说,
and each other as a member.
你有这些经历的时候, 你就知道自己有永生。
He said that when you have those experiences, then you should know you have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹, 这一个彼此的关系, 是非常的重要的。
It's very important for this relationship with one another.
我要再讲一下。
And furthermore,
这个彼此的关系是建立于我个人跟神之间的关系。
This relationship between one another is established upon my personal relationship with the Lord.
我和神之间因着基督建立了生命的关系。
For me and God, because of Christ, therefore the life is being established.
它一个自然的结果, 不管你承认不承认, 你有没有这个经历, 它自然的结果呢, 我和所有神的儿女之间,
And it will result very naturally that then myself and also God's children will have this relationship.
这个彼此的关系啊, 在新约圣经里面讲到两方面。
This relationship with one another in the New Testament talks in two different aspects.
第一个就是我们和所有神的儿女们呢, 同为弟兄。
The first is that with all of the children of God, we are all brothers.
我们讲还有很多姊妹。
And we also say there are many sisters.
我们也可以讲同为弟兄姊妹。
We can also say we are all brothers and sisters.
我因为呢, 将来到永世里面, 大家都是弟兄, 所以今年姊妹是女弟兄。
But when we go to eternity, because everyone is brother, therefore today's sisters are also female brothers.
因为我们将来都要同德产业的。
Because in the future, we shall receive inheritance.
每一个人都长大成人了, 做神的儿子。
Everyone is mature and become the son of God.
我们今天彼此之间呢, 在神的家里面, 同做弟兄。
So today, with one another, we're all brothers in the house of God.
这个关系啊, 是存到永远。
So this relationship should last unto eternity.
今天的人间人与人有许多的关系。
So today on earth, we have all different kind of relationships between one another.
有的是很亲密的。
Some are very intimate.
有的是很淡淡的。
Some are just very light.
也有的是这个很重要的。
Some are important.
也有的是不重要的,
and some are not important.
但是不论怎么样,
but regardless,
等到时间结束的时候,
when the time is
主把我们带到永世里面, 这些关系都不存在,
when the Lord brings us into eternity, all those relationships no longer exist.
今天主让我们有这些关系呢, 只不过让我们借这些关系来经历基督, 来表现基督。
So God allows us to have such relationships today is that through those relationships, we can experience the Lord and also manifest Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们这是我们对今天人世中的关系，我们一个属灵的看法。So
this is the spiritual concept we should have toward the relationship between men.
但是我们今天在基督里建立的那弟兄的关系。But
the brothering relationship we establish in Christ
是在人间建立的关系，唯一能带到永世里去。
Is the only one relationship among us that we can bring into eternity.
所以我们的四福音书里面看见，有一次有些撒都该人来试探主。So
in the four gospels, we see that some Sadducees come to tempt our Lord.
他们出了一个很诡异的问题。They
ask him a very strange question.
因为犹太人有一个律法啊，就是兄终弟及。
Because the Jews have a law that is that when the older brother starts, the younger brother ends.
If the older passed, the younger brother succeed. 什么意思? 就是说如果一个家庭有几个兄弟,
So if a family has several brothers,
哥哥成年了, 结了婚, 没有孩子就死了。
The older brother got married and then died without children.
那么他的弟弟成年了以后，他有义务、有责任要娶他的嫂嫂做妻子，为哥哥留后。
So when his younger brother grows up, he must marry his sister-in-law and
to bring offspring.
To bring the offspring.
这是关乎产业的事情。
It has to do with inheritance.
这也是一个弟兄相爱。
And that's also brotherly love.
所以呢。 他们就来考主耶稣。
So they come to tempt the Lord.
我们知道有一个家庭有七个兄弟。
And we know that a family has seven brothers.
这个大哥呢娶了妻子，没有孩子就死了。
So the oldest one that got married with, and he died without any offspring.
第二个就娶了这个嫂嫂呢，尽他的责任。
So the second one fulfilled his responsibility and married his sister-in-law.
也没有孩子也死了。
And also die without children.
这样子七个兄弟啊都没有孩子，都娶了这一个妇人。
So all those seven brothers die, they all married to this woman, but die without children.
将来到天上去，这个妇人到底是谁的妻子呢？
So when they go to heaven, then exactly whose wife is this woman?
主就告诉他们说，你们根本不知道什么叫做复活。
Then the Lord told them that you do not know at all what's resurrection.
换句话说，你根本不知道什么叫做永生。
And put on the other hand that you have no idea what eternal life is.
因为在永生的里面，人也不嫁，人也不娶。
Because in eternity there is no marriage.
没有地上的这些关系。
There's no longer this relationship of earth.
如果在永生里面把地上的关系带上去了，那将来的天堂就跟希腊神话差不多。
If we bring this relationship on earth up onto heaven, then it becomes mythology.
你如果读希腊神话，你就知道那比人间还痛苦。
If you read Greek mythology, you know it's even more suffering than earth.
但是将来我们进到永世里面，我们的关系都是因着与基督建立的弟兄关系，我们彼此为弟兄。
So as we enter into eternity, that because of the relationship we have with Christ, therefore we are brothers with one another.
所以希伯来书第二章里面讲到主耶稣啊，他称我们为弟兄，他也不以为耻。So
that in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, that Lord Jesus calls us brothers, and he's not ashamed of that.
这个关系讲到我们在神的家中彼此为弟兄。
So this relationship is that we are brothers in the family of God.
第二个哈，这个彼此的关系。
And the second relationship about one another.
讲到我们同为肢体。
That we are members with one another.
这个肢体啊，就比弟兄还要更近。
So these members are even closer than brothers.
弟兄呢, 还是一个一个的个体。
The brothers are still each individual.
同为肢体, 就是在一个身体的里面, 它是不同的肢体。
But being members with one another is that it's different members in one body.
就好像我的右手跟我的左手是同为肢体。
Like my right hand and left hand, they are all members with each other.
但是我的右手跟JR的右手握手啊，这叫做弟兄相交。
But if my right hand shakes hands with,
用右手相交，对不对？
With JR, then it's just
the
connection between brothers. That's still outward.
但是我们今天更进到一个地步，我们变成身体上面的肢体。
But further, we move into the stage that we become members with one another.
是彼此息息相关的。
It's all closely connected with one another.
你知道这个是很微妙的。
And this is very,
very subtle.
Very subtle.
非常非常的微妙的。
It's very subtle.
我认识一位老姊妹。
I know an elderly sister.
她在晚年的时候得了糖尿病，很严重的糖尿病。
She has got very serious diabetes.
为了保住生命呢，不得不截肢啊。
To keep her life, she has to cut off her.
我以前呢是每次聚会去接她送她。
So every time I give her rides to meet him.
她截肢以后，我也去接送她。
After her leg.
对, she amputated her leg.
After she amputated her leg.
不是她, 是, she was amputated.
She was amputated. Then one day that she told me that Brother Bo, I feel that my toe is itchy, and I told her that you don't even have toe, but she said I feel it.
弟兄姊妹，那叫做身体的感觉。
Brother sister, that is called the sense of the body.
你对弟兄有没有这种感觉？
Do you have such feeling to your brother?
今天有一个人没有来聚会。
Someone did not come to meeting today.
我觉得今天聚会了，缺了什么？
I feel that something is missing at today's gathering.
那叫做互为肢体。
That is called members with one another.
所以他们医学这个精神病学称这个叫做 phantom members.
So it's
叫做影子肢体。 他已经不在那里了，但是这个头啊，他仍然感觉到在那里，所以他天天想去抓那个痒，不知道怎么办，你知道，去看心理医生，心理医生说你告诉自己他不在了，他不在了也没用。So
it's called a phantom member. It's that although it's not there, but she always feel it's there.
这是用人的身体来讲到，我们基督徒啊，进入这个生命的感觉里面，我们对弟兄姊妹的感觉。
So that is using our physical body to say that as Christians enters into this body that we have this sense of the life.
有没有一次哈，我的右手啊不小心做错事情了，我的左手就说这个手不乖，打你打你打你，有没有这样子的？
Have there ever one time that if my
我们看这样的人有一点神经病，对不对？但是今天很多神的儿女们上来就骂人了。
Have it ever be that one time your right hand done something wrong, but your left hand keeps hitting it?
这都是我们对永生的认识不够。
Brothers and sisters, it's because we do not have deep understanding about eternal life.
圣灵感动我们呢，说一些重的话，
when,
我们每一个人都要接受。
When sometimes the Holy Spirit touches to say something heavier, then each one of us shall accept it.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道怎样表达我心里的感觉。
I do not know how to describe my feelings.
我写这些要叫你们知道自己有永生。
I write those unto you so that you should know you have eternal life.
我们活在这个生命里面。
As we live in this life.
我们的教会生活不一样。
Our church life will be different.
我们和弟兄姊妹相处不一样。
And our interaction with brothers and sisters will be different.
那种亲热。
And such intimacy when we see each other.
那种的彼此的 交通何等的甜美！
How sweet is such fellowship with one another?
但是当人离开了主，
But when one is away from the Lord，
不住在这个生命里面，
Not abiding in such life，
不活在这个生命感觉里面，
Not abiding in the sense of life，
人与人也建立很多彼此的关系，
And men also have different relationship with one another。
这个 one another 这个字在希腊文是一个字，
This one another in Greek is one word。
它的发音是 allelon。
And that's the pronunciation, allelo.
这个字英文圣经把它翻成 one another.
And in English, it translates as one another.
如果你去查整本新约圣经这个字，
If you look through the whole New Testament about this word,
在94节里面用到这个 one another这个字。
It appears in 94 verses has used one another.
它一共出现了100次。
it appeared 100 times.
94节里面用了100次。
In 94 verses, it has used
100 times.
Many times it mentioned positive side.
但是也有许多次讲到人不活在这个生命的感觉里面出来的那个 one and another 是很可怕的。
But also many times it mentioned that if one does not live in this sense of the body, then therefore the result becomes very scary.
因为若是我们不在这个永远的生命里面建立这个彼此的关系。
Because if we do not establish this relationship in the eternal life.
不在这个永远的生命里面彼此的连结。
If we are not connected with one another in this eternal life.
那我们建立的彼此关系是借着什么生命呢？
Then what kind of life...
借着你我的天然生命，对不对？
By the state, by our natural life.
我们都要承认，我们天然生命是什么呢？
We have to confess what is our natural life.
是有罪的生命。
That's sinful life.
我们一个罪人加一个罪人呢，会不会抵消变成没有罪的人呢？
Well, one sinner plus another just becomes sinless.
所以我们婚礼就是说，这个一个罪人加另外一个罪人就变成一个，这个是什么？啊？就是二的平方倍，更多的问题，对不对？一个人一堆问题，两个人两堆问题，不是两个人就变四堆问题了。
So at weddings, if one sinner plus another becomes even more problems.
但是我们感谢主，我们是蒙恩的罪。
But we thank the Lord, we are sinners saved by grace.
我们不再活在那个天然的生命里面建立关系。
We are no longer establishing relationships in our natural life.
人间的彼此在罪的天性中建立起来的时候，就有许多不美的现象。
For the earthly nature, when it's the relationship is being established in earthly sinful nature, then it becomes very ugly.
有许多不正常的现象。
A lot of abnormalities.
我稍微提一点。
So I will share the
像马太福音第二十四章第十节
，like the book of Matthew 24 verse，
在那里讲到人呢彼此得罪。
They talk about they sin against one another。
像我们看，有时候人吵起架来，我们中文叫做唇枪舌剑。你是一把枪，我是一把剑。
When people start to argue, then one can be a gun, the other one can be the sword.
那就彼此得罪。
Then they sin against one another.
这彼此得罪出现的，就是彼此的相恨。
So as the result of offending one another, then they hate one another.
彼此的对付。
And they also start to deliver one another up.
在马可福音第八章十六节。
In Mark chapter 8:16.
他们在彼此推测，讲理由。
And they are reasoning among one another.
中文把它翻译彼此的议论。
So it just Chinese translates their reasoning.
马可福音九章三十四节。
Mark 9:34.
这门徒们之间呢，彼此争论谁为大。
And the disciples are arguing, disputed that who are the biggest among themselves.
争论谁为大，它的表现出来是什么呢？就是彼此践踏。
So what is the manifestation about disputing who's bigger? That's the treading upon one another.
你踩我，我踩你。
I step on you and you step on me.
你对付我，我就对付你。
You are against me, so I try to be against you.
当有这种情形的时候，
Brothers, sisters, when things happen, we are not living in eternal life.
所以彼使徒约翰在这里讲，恨弟兄的就是杀弟兄。
So Apostle John says those who hate brothers means kill them.
恨弟兄的就住在黑暗的里面。
Those who hate brothers live in darkness.
他就住在死的里面。
They live in death.
就是来聚会也摸不到生命。
So even if they come to meetings, they cannot touch life.
我们不要住在死亡的里面。
We cannot live in death.
我们要活在生命的感觉中。
We have to live in the feeling of the life.
所以我前不久去见看一位年长的弟兄。
So recently I visited an elderly brother.
住在他家。
I live in his house.
我知道他一生呢侍奉主有很多的苦难遭遇和经历。
I know that he has encountered a lot of sufferings and difficulties as he served the Lord.
但是他一直学习活在生命的里面。
But he has always learned to live in life.
那天早上啊，我们起来，我们在他家早上吃早饭前，我们都一起祷告。
That morning when he wakes up, and also every day when we have breakfast, we pray together.
祷告完了，我们弟兄抬起头，他说：“我没有敌人。”
After prayer, then he lifted up his head and said, I have no enemies.
别人可以把我当敌人，我自己不把人当敌人。
He said that others can see me as their enemies, but I do not see them as my enemies.
那一幅情景在我心里面很深刻。
It truly has big impact on me.
我们不争。
We do not try to strive.
我们连理由都不讲。
And we do not give reasons.
我们一点动作都没有。
We have no action.
为什么我要保守这个生命？
Why is that we have to keep this life?
好叫我能够活在这个生命的祝福里。
So I can live in the blessing of this life.
神的儿女们也活在这个祝福里。
And let God's children also abide in this blessing.
我们看见马可福音15章31节，这些钉主耶稣十架的人，他们还彼此同心抵挡，还讥笑主。
And we also see in Mark 15:31, then those who crucify our Lord also they mock one another, mock our Lord.
我们看见后面呢，这在其他的哈，我们看见有这个人呢彼此欺负。
And also further on, we see that they try to.
They wrong each other. 彼此分开,
and also there's divisions.
Divide from one another.
They divide from one another.
在使徒行传里面有看他们彼此告状。
And also in Book of Acts, they accuse one another.
我们在哥林多前书里面也看见神的儿女们有这种彼此告状。
And also we do see in the First Corinthians that God's children accuse one another.
还有在罗马书里面讲到人彼此的较量。
And also in Book of Romans that they try to compete with one another.
我们说人呢，即便没有这些不美的或者在最终的这彼此的关系。
We know that even if the man do not have such relationship that's not beautiful.
但是人要用自己的爱来建立彼此关系，常常也不容易长久。
But it also does not last long if one tries to use his own natural love to establish the relationship.
有一年，这好多年前，二十几年前，我回台湾。
More than 20 years ago, I went to Taiwan.
我去参加一个聚会。
I went to join the meeting.
那天那个传信息的弟兄。
And that day, the brother who shared the message.
他在讲婚姻问题。
He was talking about the problems with marriage. He says the marriage is on earth is just like chewing gum.
这是讲人的爱,
it talks about man's love and the love between husband and wife. As when you just chew it, it seems very sweet.
咬上个10分钟就不,
after you chew it for 10 minutes, there's no
longer.
After 1 hour, your teeth is tired and you want to throw away.
如果你用人间的爱啊，维持婚姻就是这么回事。
So if you use the nature love to maintain a marriage, then that's what happens.
但使徒约翰告诉我们，神就是爱。
But Apostle John tells us that God is love.
而且他说，我们爱，因为他先爱我。
And he says that we love because he first loved us.
一个常常被主爱的人,
the one who often being loved by the Lord,
他就容易爱别人,
then he can love others more easily.
他就真能爱弟兄,
then truly he can love others.
一个常常被主爱的人,
the one who's being often loved by the Lord,
他就爱肢体,
and he loves members.
即便这个肢体很为难他,
even this member gives him difficulty.
但是他一想到他的时候, 他就怀念他。
But whenever he thinks of him, he remembers him.
我早年在一个地方学习服侍。
In earlier days, I learned how to serve.
我亲眼看见一件事情。
I saw something myself.
有两个家庭，他们是亲戚，跟我们在一起聚会。
There are two families. They are relatives together. They are relatives, and they meet together.
一个是比较年长，一个是比较年轻。
One is older, the other one younger.
他们是兄妹。
They are brothers and sisters.
都在主里面，但是又是肉身的亲戚。
Together they are in the Lord, but they are also fleshly relatives. This older brother has taken care of his younger sister and her wife, everything including finding a house for them and try to do remodeling for them.
但他们一搬进去了，这个妹夫不喜欢那个房子。
But after move in, the brother-in-law does not like this house.
他就气得不得了。
So he was angry.
碰见人又说我这个姐夫害我。
So whoever he encountered, he said that my brother-in-law tried to do something wrong to me.
让我受苦。
He led me to move here to suffer.
不是的，不是的，他还是讲。
When I visit him, I tell him that's not so, but he continues to say so.
不仅这样，后来他就不来聚会了，跑到另外一个聚会去跟人家讲，我那个姐夫多坏多坏。
Not only that, but he no longer comes to this meeting, and he went to another meeting to tell others that how bad my brother-in-law has done to me.
要是你我，可能就真是为难，以后再也不管你。
If it's you and me, I think it's so difficult that I don't want to care about the other one anymore.
我那天啊，跟这个做姐夫弟兄啊。 我们在一起交通,
so one day I had a fellowship with the brother, the older brother.
他就跟我说哈, 他说我好想去看我的妹妹妹夫啊。
He told me that I truly want to visit my sister and my brother-in-law.
我说你为什么会想, 他不是天天给你很大的为难吗?
I asked him, why do you want to visit them, but don't they give you a lot of difficulty?
他是给我肉身很大的苦难。
He said it's true that he has given me so much suffering in my life. But every day I kneel before the Lord to pray for them.
越祷告,
the more I pray, the more I miss them.
哎,
and he actually visited them.
开车去啊,
he drove there and he treated them meals and he did whatever they like to do. And later on, his brother-in-law came back to
him. And he
told me that my brother-in-law is truly the true Christian. He's the true Christian.
弟兄姊妹,
brother, sisters, are you a true Christian? The true Christian lives the eternal life. Daily, he lives in the love of God. So others ask him, how can you love?
他说不是我爱,
he said, not me. Not that I love, but God has loved me first, brother.
这个啊,在教会历史中啊, 不要说几百年前, 今天主就在我们中间,
this not even talk about several hundred years ago in church history, but the Lord let us experience this today. So that we shall know we have eternal life. But I still like to share something in history.
有一个英国很有名的诗人,
a hymnist, a psalmist, a very famous one in England.
啊, 他的名字叫做 Isaac Watts.
Isaac Watts.
啊, 有人把它翻得很文雅, 叫做以撒华兹, 很好听。
So it's a very beautiful translation in Chinese.
他是一个身体很软弱的人。
He's very weak physically.
他年轻时就病的,需要人照顾,他 一生没有结婚。
When he was young, he already was sick to the point he needed someone to take care of him, and he never got married.
有一个弟兄啊,就接他到他家来休养。
He was so weak in his illness, so a brother took him
to his house.
去treat
him.
To treat.
那么一休养,休养多少天呢?
So for how many days in his house?
36年.
For 36 years.
我知道我们也有弟兄姊妹啊，当人遭难的时候，把弟兄姊妹接到家里来，让他在我们家休养。
We know that some brother sisters also took other brother sisters who are in difficulties to their house.
我每次看到这个，我心里面就敬畏主。
Every time I see that, I truly fear the Lord.
我说这叫神在肉身显现。
This is called God manifested in flesh.
主借着我们弟兄姊妹显出来。
God has manifested himself through our brothers and sisters.
以撒华兹被接到弟兄家里面了，起先只是想住一两个礼拜的，结果一住啊，36年。
Originally, when Isaac Watts went to the brother sister's house, he saw just maybe 1 or 2 weeks, but 36 years.
将来那个接待的弟兄啊，可能他有一个很漂亮的冠冕。
I believe that the brother who holds him must receive a very beautiful crown. He has served Isaac Watts, therefore a lot of beautiful hymns has been left.
我们每次拨饼一唱到那首，我每纪念那十字架，When I survey the cross.
Every time when we break the bread and we sing the hymn, when I survey the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们就被那个爱所摸到。
And brothers and sisters, we are being touched by the love.
我多次看见弟兄姊妹唱的那种诗歌,
Many times I see brothers and sisters, whenever they sing the hymn, they are full of tears.
因为主的爱再一次服侍我们,
because Lord's love once again serves us.
我们彼此相爱是因为他爱我们,
we love one another because he loves us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we cannot lose this sense.
当我们有这个身体的感觉的时候,
when we have the sense of the body,
神的主权在我们中间就被尊重了。
So God's authority and sovereignty among us is being respected.
当神的主权显出来, 教会就会有秩序。
When God's authority is being manifested, then there's order in church.
今天人用方法, 人用地位, 人用自己的意志, 想要贯彻, 想要建立一个秩序。
Today, man uses different ways, different authorities and positions, and
产生许多的难处, 痛苦, 并且筹集攻击的机会,
which result in a lot of difficulties, sufferings, and gives ground for the enemy's attack.
什么时候弟兄相爱?
Whenever brother in love one another,
我们爱是因为神先爱我们,
we love because God has loved us first.
神的主权在这一般人中间得着恢复,
God's authority is being recovered among those people.
那属灵的秩序就恢复了。
So the spiritual order has been recovered also.
但这个过程是生命的过程。
And this is the process of life.
那种长出来, 那种的秩序, 这叫做生命中的见证。
And this kind of order is called a testimony in life.
弟兄姊妹们, 当秩序恢复的时候,
brothers and sisters, when the order is being recovered,
我们同为肢体, 在身体中, 我们侍奉的配搭就没有间隔。
Then that as we are members with one another, as we serve with one another, there is no disconnection.
你要尝一尝那个滋味,
you should taste this.
何等的美, 何等的善,
how good and beautiful that is.
旧约时代的人, 他们爱慕这件事情。
In the Old Testament time, those people truly desire this.
诗篇133篇的作者说, 看啊, 弟兄和睦同居, 何等的美, 何等的善。
For Psalm 133, the psalmist says that, behold, how beautiful and good it is for brethren to dwell together.
那好比贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上,
like the precious anointing oil poured upon Aaron's head.
流过胡须又流到他的衣襟,
that poured down from his bread and also his garment.
这告诉我们说, 身上所有的肢体都被膏油遮盖了。
That means all of the members in the body are being covered by such anointing oil.
那是何等的美的事情。
How beautiful that is.
每一个肢体被膏油遮盖的时候, 每一个肢体都是进功用的。
So when each member is being covered by the ornament, that each member does its function.
今天很多神的儿女来聚会啊, 是客座肢体。
Many God's children come here.
学校里面有客座教授, 今天教会里面有客座肢体。
Those are just some people come to gathering are just visiting members.
他只来说说话而已。
They just come here to talk.
从来不和弟兄姊妹连结。
And they never connect together with brothers and sisters.
聚会的时候也是有一搭没一搭的。
And at the gatherings they
弟兄姊妹, 但是当弟兄相爱, 这个身体的实际出现的时候,
brothers and sisters, but when the reality of brotherly love appears,
没有一个是客观的。
There is no one just visiting.
啊, 不仅如此,
not only that.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们在主的面前呢, 要得着那永远生命的福分。
Brothers and sisters, before the Lord, we shall receive the blessing of the eternal life.
所以他说呢, 这又好比那个露水降在黑门, 这黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
As the dew of Hermon that descend upon the mountains of Zion.
我们这露水啊, 是晚上啊, 大地都凉下来的时候, 啊, 空气中的湿气 就结在草地 或者植物上面。
You know that dew results from when the earth cools down at night and the moisture starts to condensate on the grass.
把一天所有的枯干的这个疲累通通都更新了。
And refresh all of the dryness and weariness of the whole day.
作诗的人讲, 这就是那永远生命的福分。
So the psalmist says that this is the blessing of the eternal life.
我们尝到了, 他说, 这就是见证。
As we taste it, and he says, this is testimony.
我们经历了, 我们就知道, 我自己有永生。
When we experienced it, then we know that we have eternal life.
我弟兄里面有永生。
My brother has eternal life.
何等的美。
How beautiful.
所以当一位爱主的弟兄姊妹离开世界的时候, 我们一方面难过离别,
So when a brother or sister who loved the Lord leave this earth, on the one hand, we feel sad about this departure.
另外一面,我们有何等的有把握的安慰。
On the other hand, how confident we are that we receive the comforting.
我们要在新耶路撒冷见面。
We shall see each other in New Jerusalem.
那个时候就不再有死亡。
At that time, there's no longer death.
不再有痛苦。
No longer suffering.
不再有叹息。
No more... No more distress.
No more groaning.
And God wipes away all the tears.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that's the blessing of the eternal life. May the Lord bless brothers and sisters. So that each one of us desire of the life.
每一个人都天天操练，我来到主耶稣的跟前。
So each one exercise daily. We come before the feet of the Lord. We draw close to him.
等候他,
wait on him.
我们听他,
and listen to him.
我们顺服他,
obey him.
我们脚踏实地的和弟兄姊妹一起聚会,
and step by step we gather together with brothers and sisters.
一起生活,
live together.
啊, 一起磨,
and rub against one another.
啊, 好叫我们呢, 这个生命在里面越过越丰盛,
so this life in us will become even more abundant,
越过越活泼,
even more lively.
叫别人看见说, 这一般人不一样,
so others can see that this group is so different.
这一般人身上有一个东西我们没有的,
this group of people have something on them, in them that we don't have.
要叫他们知道我们有永生,
so they should know that we have eternal life. Let's have words of prayers.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
你的同在, 你的自己, 何等美好,
how good it is for your presence and yourself.
亲爱的主, 每次我们能够和弟兄姊妹聚在你面前,
dear Lord, as every time we can gather with brothers and sisters before you,
我们都感觉你的膏油在这里,
we truly feel your ornament with us.
你自己在这里,
yourself is here.
主啊, 你何等巴望你的儿女, 天天到你跟前来,
Lord, how much you desire your children come before you daily.
时刻来亲近你,
each moment draw close,
住在你的里面,
abide in you.
得着你的爱,
receive your love.
我们能够彼此相爱,
so that we can love one another.
主啊, 愿你祝福你的话语,
Lord, bless your own word.
祝福你的教会,
bless your church.
谢谢你听我们的祷告,
thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名,
in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.